Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimusizo wakwaZuma la sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokholwa sibheke ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini ezimpilweni zethu. I know that we have been behind the past few weeks, but ke okuningi besikhuluma in the past few months was about the armor of God, ukuthi ikhali zikamoya zinjani, ukuthi ikhali zikamoya uzisebenzisa kanjani, ukuthi izikhali zikamoya mawusesengumntwana kaNkulunkulu zibaluleka kangakanani empilweni yakho. Namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngesihloko esisha esikhuluma ngokuthi times and seasons. We are going to talk about times and seasons empilweni zethu, the different seasons esingena kuzo sisesengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, because sometimes you get into a situation bese ubone kahle ukuthi ku permanent for wena empilweni yakho ngaleso sikhathi leso, kanti no, it's not permanent, it's a season ondlula kuyo, and impilo it happens in cycles and seasons. Today I want to just lay the foundation and talk about cycles and seasons in our lives. Let us go to the book of Ecclesiastes, Umshumayeli chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and then we'll read from verse 1. Ithi ngiqale ngiyifunde ngesiZulu bese sizoyifunda nange English. Ithi lana konke kunesikhathi sakho, yonke indaba inomzuzu wayo phansi kwezulu. Kukhona isikhathi sokuzalwa nesikhathi sokufa, isikhathi sokutshala nesikhathi sokusiphula okutshaliweyo, isikhathi sokubulala nesikhathi sokuphilisa, isikhathi sokudiliza nesikhathi sokwakha, isikhathi sokukhala nesikhathi sokuhleka, isikhathi sokulila nesikhathi sokusina, isikhathi sokuphonsa amatshe nesikhathi sokuqoqa amatshe, isikhathi sokugona nesikhathi sokungagoni, isikhathi sokufuna nesikhathi sokulahlekelwa, isikhathi sokugcina nesikhathi sokuhlahla ngesiZulu lana, isikhathi sokuklebhula nesikhathi sokuthunga, isikhathi sokuthula nesikhathi sokukhuluma. I hope abazalwane bayayizwa leyo. Isikhathi sokuthandana nesikhathi sokuzonda, isikhathi sokulwa nesikhathi sokuzola. Let me read it in English. Ithi, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Umshumayeli loyo, chapter 3, verse 1 to 9. Now, bazalwane, I want you to understand empilweni yakho ukuthi whatever it is that you are going through, it is a chapter. Impilo inama chapter empilweni zethu, and sonke masifika in those chapters asikakazi sifike before. That's why even umuntu oqeda ukuthola umntwana awukakaze ube umzali before uthole leyo mntwana. Maybe it's your first child, you know, ungena esigabeni esisha sokuthi ube umzali. Isikhathi mhlambe you are getting married, you have never been a husband before, you have never been a wife before. Or let's actually bring it home, depending on your age. Maybe you are an adolescent, you are in your teens right now, or you are in your 20s, you've never been in your 20s before, or you are in your 30s or in your 40s, because umuntu makafika in their 40s bathi welcome to the fourth floor. Each and every era yempilo yakho, it is a certain chapter yempilo yakho, and whatever it is ondlula kuyo ngaleso sikhathi leso, it always feels permanent, but it is not permanent, ngoba usuku nosuku It's got the morning, it's got the afternoon, and it's got the evening. So whatever it is that you are going through, empilweni yakho, ngifuna ukuthi understand ukuthi sise ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu. It is a temporary situation, whether good or bad. As long as sise lana emhlabeni bathandekayo, we are always going to be going through what I call the two-sidedness of life. That's why when we read the book of Isaiah chapter 43, mawufunda uverse 1, wehle na ithi, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. Meaning that a season is coming, empilweni yakho, where you will go through the fire. Bese uthi, and through the waters, they will not overflow you. Lalela, ngifuna ukuthi wazi ukuthi, whatever it is, odlula kuyo, usese ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu, it is only seasonal. So njengoba silana emhlabeni lithizwa kaNkuluNkulu in the book of Genesis chapter 8, umhlaba usese khona, amakhaza nokushisa nemini nobusuku, ihlobo nobusika, nesikhathi sokutshala nesikhathi sokuvuna aziyi kunqamuka. So as long as sise khona la emhlabeni, we will always be going through different seasons eimpilweni zethu. And as ngisazongena in different weeks, I want to talk about the different seasons esindlula kuzo eimpilweni zethu sise ngabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu. We go through a lot of seasons. There is the season of shame, there is a season of pain, there is a season of disappointment empilweni yakho, there is a season of separation la uNkulunkulu akuhlukanisa khona nabantu, you know, where God wants to do things for impilo yakho, noma where God wants to upgrade you and take you to the next level. But you need to embrace each and every season empilweni yakho. One thing that I've learned as umntana kaNkulunkulu ukuthi each and every season engidlula kuyo kufuneka ukuthi kube khona into engiyifundayo. That's why in one of these sermons ngithi kusimo nesimo odlula kuso ungaphumi ungaphethe lutho kuleso simo. When you come out of that situation, you need to come out ukuthi you have learned what you needed to learn, because impilo will always be throwing things at us masiseselana ngaphansi komthunzi welanga futhi singabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu, whether usindisiwe or awusindiswanga. But life will be throwing different things your way, but those things will be happening in conjunction to the plan and purpose of God for your life. There are things uNkulunkulu angeke azivumele ukuthi zikwehlele wena usese ngumntana wakhe, but there are things uNkulunkulu azozivumela. Njengalesimo ondlula kuso manje, uNkulunkulu uvumile ukuthi undlule kuso, but sekavumile uyazi yena ukuthi uyokunqobela kanjani kuleso simo leso, because leso simo leso siphethe umlilo onama ingredients awokuthi ube yilo muntu uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi ube wuye ukuze uzofeza injongo yakhe la emhlabeni. Ayikho into evele yenzeke nje kuphela, but each and every season ondlula kuyo as umntana kaNkulunkulu, it is intentional. God is intentional about us as abantwana bakhe. Whatever situation ondlula kuyo, sometimes nokudlula ezimeni lapho sigcine sesifuna nokumthuka uNkulunkulu, abanye bagcine bafune nokumfulathela, abanye bayamfulathela bagcine bahamba baya eindaweni ukuthi bayomsubstitute nabanye uNkulunkulu. But asikho isidingo esokuthi ukwenze lokho usese ngumntana kaNkulunkulu. You just need to understand ukuthi kunama seasons ekumele undlule kuwo. If we can even make uJob as a perfect example, the Bible says ukuthi malikhuluma ngaye ukuthi bekanengcebo, everything was good in his life. He had it all going, and I believe ukuthi bekanikela mhlambe bekakhipho kweshumi if bekukhishwa ngaleso sikhathi leso, because the Bible always shows him as a man who is prayerful and a man who always offers sacrifices unto the Lord. But lithizwe kaNkuluNkulu kwaba neconversation eyenzakalayo. Read the book of Job chapter 1. There was a conversation that happened in the heavenlies, and uSathane wamcela wathi ngicela ukuthi ungiphe yena, then sizobona ukuthi nangempela ukukhonzela le ibusiso ombusise ngazo, because uJob was a wealthy man. He lived in comfort, bekaneyisebenzi anakho konke akudingayo, nabantwana bakhe bebanezindlu zabo, and abantwana bakhe they used to make celebrations today or this week they celebrate you know, in this house, the next week bayahamba, they were like party animals, and Job was always praying and interceding for his family. Kodwa noma sekunjalo, because of the seasons esindlula kuzo eimpilweni zethu, kwafika nakwakhe ukuthi kwenzakale lokho kumehlele. walahlekelwa yikho konke but sekulahlekile bekuyisizini kuphela bese kwathi mase kufika isikhathi esimisiwe esimiso uJehova lapho sekamdlulise khona emlilweni lithi izulu kaNkuluNkulu uJehova wabeseka buyisa konke ebeka ebekumlahlekele kwabuya sekwandisiwe empilweni yakhe nawe mhlambe undlula esimeni njengamanje ene leso simo leso sikwenza ukuthi ufile nokuthi awusindiswanga sikwenza ukuthi uthi mhlambe ama generational curses mhlambe funeke abanye baze bathi bona ngamanye amehlo but let me tell you something ukuthi whatever it is that you are going through it is in line with God's plan and purpose for impilo yakho uzondlula mntaka baba there is everything lithi zikaNkuluNkulu lana lithi to everything there is a season a time for every purpose under the heaven uNkulunkulu akubusise ke until next week sizongena kabanzi sijule sibheke ukuthi what are the different cycles and seasons empilweni zethu
the words of the lord are words of life your heart is on 657 am 657 am radio for believers in action